Okay, the boy side, today's daf is daf nun tes, and we're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Yomud. In the middle of the line, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Meisvei. What's the Gemara's Kasha? We finished off yesterday's blot, a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Ada Barahava, as to what exactly was the takana of Mezoinis, as well as Masir Dayim, the Mo'okesef, and the Moiser. Meaning, the Poshup Shat, the way we learned until now, was that as far as a woman is concerned, she receives Mezoinis from her husband, and quid pro quo, she produces Masir Dayim. Now, Masir Dayim means either the salary that she receives from her employer, or as we'll see in today's Mishnah on the Amud Beis, that there are also certain minimal requirements that she has to go and produce for her husband. She has to, for instance, go and do laundry. She has to go and bake. She has to cook. As well as she has to go and sew and weave garments. So the minimum that she has to go and produce, we learned yesterday in the Rashi, and we're going to learn Mishnah shortly in the Gemara, is when it comes to sewing or weaving, she has to go and produce Mishkol Chomesh Sloim Shesi. As you know, when you go and weave, you have what's called Shesi V'Erev. Shesi is the vertical, Erev is the horizontal. When you're weaving, you have to go and weave in both directions. So she has to go and produce 5 Sloim of Shesi. That's the weight of the amount of wool that she is weaving and producing for Begodim. Okay, so that's her Masi Yadayim, and that, whatever she produces, that belongs to her husband. Whatever is more than that is called the moiser. She's done in excess of that minimal amount of the 5 slay. Ah, so Zoktin Zvi Gemara, we had in the Mishnah, thank you very much, oh, Shekoyach. We had in the Mishnah, it's Bimkoim Seltzer, right? So, we had in the Mishnah that just like he has to go and give her Mezoinis, she has to go and give him her Masi Yadayim. And we learned in the Mishnah that just like she gives the Masi Yadayim, if she has moist, if she has extra, she gives that to the husband. And in turn, and quid pro quo, he has to give her a mo'o kesef. What is a mo'o kesef? The Gemara said, l'chol tzrochea. So that's how Rav and Shmuel learned. It's mezoinis tachas masi yadayim, and it's that moiser that she produces, he has to go and give an additional mo'o kesef.
How frequently is that mo'o kesef given to her?
When she goes and produces moiser, more than the 5 slum, maybe she'll never produce more than 5 slum.
And if she produces 10 mo'o worth,
you only... Well, we're going to have, you know, we're only talking about that only parenthetically. Mechim, we're going to have more on Daf Samta. Yes.
The whole Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Mendy's saying it's a weekly thing. Okay, you should call Mendy. What happens if she doesn't produce the moiser? Then she's not going to get anything. That was my kavan in terms of how often. Anyway, that was Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ada Bar Hava respectfully disagreed, and he said it's the other way around. Meaning, it's mezoinos tachas the mo'o kesef, tachas the moiser, and that the mas yadayim is tachas the mo'o. So it's not mas yadayim tachas mezoinis, mo'o and moiser. It's the other way around, that for the mezoinis that he gives her, that he supplies to her, she gives him the moiser. And in terms of the mezoinis, that was the mezoinis. And in terms of the additional mo'o kesef, that's tachas the regular mas yadayim. What was the svaris in that? So if you look, let's look quickly the last line of Nun Chesam and Beis. Rav Shmuel Savri, Tokmu Mezoinis, Tap of Nun Tesam and Aleph, Tokmu Mezoinis, Tachas Masi Yodeo, Umar Kesha Tachas Moisar, like we just said. Skip two lines. Evad Abar Havasava, Tokmu Mezoinis, Tachas Moisar, Umar Kesha Tachas Masi Yodeo. Good. So now the Gemara is going to bring Rayas back and forth. Frank Gemara Meisvei. We just said now, according to Rav Ada Barahava, it's Mezoinis Tachas the Moisor. Sheitos or the Brice, it's talking Mezoinis Tachas Masi Yodea. It says the Fetish like Rav and Shmuel, that it's the Mezoinis Tachas Masi Yodea, not Tachas the Moisor Masi Yodea. So Jimur, hey, what Tachas Moisor Masi Yodea? Just add one word. That word, they left out the word Moisor. Insert the word Moisor, and then it goes even according to Rav Ada Barahava. Toshima. Now we're asking Kasha on Rav and Shmuel. What state on the Brisim? Ain't a nuisal more kesef litzorcheha? What happens if he doesn't give her the ma'ah? Ma'asi yadayim shelo, she keeps her ma'asi yadayim. What does the ma'ah kesef have to do with the ma'asi yadayim? It's the mezoinus which are tachas ma'asi yadayim, according to Rav and Shmuel. Is a shver amar Rav and Shmuel, it says that the ma'ah is tachas ma'asi yadayim. Everyone, ema, mo'isa ma'asi yadayim shelo. In other words, again, you add one word. Ema no'isa lo, the ma'ah kesef. Then she keeps the moise for herself. Pray tomorrow, but that doesn't work. Valoktani. Let's continue on in the very same brisa. Same brisa says, Mahi oiseloi, what does she produce? Mishkol chamish sloim shesi bihuda. Like we said before, that's the minimum 5 sloim weight of the chesi. Chesi is opposed to the erev. Whoop in the wharf on the weaving loom for purposes of weaving. Aha. Okay. So doesn't that say very clearly that we're talking about the Masi Yodea? We're not talking about the Moiser Masi Yodea, because the Moiser is the excess over the Chomish Sloim Shesi Biyuhudo. Everything more Hachi Komer. Masi Yodea Kamahava. In this price that we said, that if he doesn't give her the more Kesef, she retains for herself, according to the new Girsa, Moiser Masi Yodea. So first let me know what's the minimum. What's the Masi Yodea? Why do I have to know what the Masi Yodea is? The Leida, Moise Dido, Kama, Kama. If I'm saying that if he does not supply to her the Mo'ah Kesef, she can keep the Moiser Masi Yodeim. How much is Moiser Masi Yodeim? Moiser Masi Yodeim means the excess over the standard rate of Masi Yodeim. So what's the standard rate? I have to know what the standard rate is to be able to talk about the excess. Oh, I'll tell you what the standard rate. The standard rate is Masi Yodea, Kama. That's Mishkol Machamish Sloim, Shes B'Yehuda Shein Ezes Sloim B'Golil. The reason why it's 5 in Yehuda and 10 in Golil is because they had different weights. And the weight of one was exactly 2 times the weight that you had in the other Medina. So therefore, that's why it's 5 here and 10 there. But the Meiser comes out the same amount. That's the regular. Anything more than that is the Moiser. And Kenega the Moiser, he goes and gives her the Mo'o Kesef. Okay. So now we've explored at some length. We have to put this out of the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so this is a machlokes. Whoever didn't shouldn't forget to go and say Birchas HaTorah. Good. So what we've explored until now is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Rav Ada bar Ahava, Aliba, according to Rav Meir, that if a husband is makdish, the moiser, then it becomes hekdish. But going back to our Mishnah, we had in fact a machlokes about that. In other words, the woman is able to produce more than a regular Masi Yadayim. She produces moiser, additional excess amount. If the husband is makdish, that moiser, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Yechonah Sandler, does it become kodosh or not? According to Reb Meir, it does become hekdish. According to Reb Yechonah Sandler, it is chulin. Now, part of the reason for the machloikis we learned already yesterday was whether or not a person is makdish Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam. Reb Meir holds a person can be Makdish a Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam, and therefore becomes Hegdish. Reb Yechonah Sandler holds a person cannot be Makdish Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam. Now here it's a double Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam, double in the sense, number one, she hasn't made this Moise Masi Yadayim yet. She will make it eventually, but it's not even in existence. Number two, it's hers. It doesn't belong to him. It only belongs to him if he gives her the Mo'ah Kesef. If he doesn't give the Mo'ah Kesef and she retains the Masi Yadayim, then how could he go and be Makdish her Masi Yadayim? Or even her Moiser Masi Yadayim. Anyway, so bottom line, we had Machlokes Remeir, Reb Yechonah Sandler. Remeir says it's Hegdish, Reb Yechonah Sandler says it's not. How do we paskin? Om Shmuel Halach, Reb Yechonah Sandler. And explains Rashi, Zeitzachos, that Shmuel holds that ain adam makdish dover shaloi boli oilam, and that's why it's chulin. Freiti mar miyom Shmuel hachi. Is that what Shmuel really holds? But then we learned in the Mishnah. Koinim shani oisa laficha. What happens if a woman, a wife, goes and makes an iser koinim? Iser koinim means that she makes an iser klape her husband, and she says, as far as her husband is concerned, Whatever I produce, whatever I do, it should be osir to you. So if I cook cholent, you are not allowed to eat from that cholent. And if I cook kugel, same thing. Anything that I produce in the oisa should be osir leficha. You should not be able to have a no from it.
So that should also be in below line.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's what the Gemara is going to address momentarily. Says the Tanakhama, in the tzorch lehofer, he doesn't even have to go and be made for it. Why doesn't he have to go and be made for it? Because whatever she produces on a regular level belongs to him. If she's cooking and if she's baking, etc., that belongs to him. Since it belongs to him, how can she go and aser something that doesn't belong to her? Ein odem makdish dover she'ein shaloi. Can I go and say about your beautiful jacket, it's hegdish? I can. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to you. So if the masi dam that she's producing belongs to him, then he doesn't even have to be made for. She's talking devarim b'teilim umuvutalim. So it's nothing to do with dovish lebala oilam. At the moment, it's because the dovish ain't a shaloi, but she ain't a shaloh. It doesn't belong to her. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Yofer. No, he should be mefer. Shemetadif olav. Because maybe she's going to go and make more than her minimal requirements. And as we said before, says Rashi, the minimal requirements is the chomesh saloi. That chomesh saloi masi daim, that belongs to him. Maskim. Therefore, it doesn't have to be mefer as far as that chomesh saloi is concerned. Because that belongs to him, it doesn't belong to her. However, what happens if she produces more than 5 saloim? She produces 6, 7, 10, etc. So that excess does not automatically belong to him. It's only if he gives her the ma'or kesef. If he doesn't give the ma'or kesef, she retains that moiser ma'aser yudai. And therefore, if she now goes and asers that moiser, it belongs to her. If it belongs to her, Zokta Chabekiva, he should make sure to go and be mefer, because after all, she can put a proper koinim on it, and therefore he should go and use his right to go and be made for her to dart. Shemitadav of Yesemin a roidlein means more than the 5 solar. That's Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Yechem Nuri Oimer, Yofer. I have another reason why he should be made for. Shemer Yigrishena. Maybe eventually he is going to give her a get. As you can tell, things are pretty rocky in this Shidduch in the first place. If she is putting a koinam on Shani Oysel Aficha, therefore, ultimately, this may lead to a get. After the get is given, then it's going to be curtains. He won't be able to take her back. Why won't he be able to take her back? So if you look at the Rashi parallel to HaGemara, Shemi Grishena, V'hei Aneder Chal, Shemi Shegarisha, Eina Mishubedis Loi L'Masi Yodea, even though now when they are married, her Masi Yodayim belong to him, and therefore she cannot be Makdish, he does not have to be Mefer. However, Shemi Grishena, maybe he's going to go and give her a get, and then the neder will be chal at that time. Utei asur lachsaloi, says Rashi, why lefisha nesar mas yudea olav, since all of her mas yudaim, which is not only the chulent and the kugel, but anything that she produces would be osur to him. V'efshir loy li zoher, if they live together in the same apartment, in the same household, he won't be able to be careful. He won't be able to refrain and say, I'm not going to eat anything, I'm not going to drink anything, I'm not going to sleep in this bed because you made it, I'm not going to go and put on the new laundry because you just laundered it, I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z. It's almost a physical impossibility, if they're living together under one roof, that he shouldn't have any hanoa from her masi yadayim, so therefore he won't be able to take her back.
Oh, but if they're going to divorce and remarry, she could, I mean, the neder is chal, she can be shalel on the neder before.
The question of being mat neder is a generic question that goes throughout the whole mesechs in the dorm. What do I need a whole mesechs in the dorm for? Is the neder good, not good? Always go to a rabbi, they go and ask. The honor of rabbanim, she doesn't want to go to a rabbi, there's no rabbi who's competent. Whatever the reason is, we're not talking about, we're talking about strictly al tzafor sedar. Al being mefer, not al being matir. So Rabbi Yechim Nuri says, Yofer, he should be mefer. Shemi Yigrishena, maybe he's going to give her a get, because that's what this whole situation seems to lead to. He won't be able to take her back. Go and be mefer. Now let's think about this for a moment. Rabbi Yechim Nuri says, when is this going to be chal? Not as long as they're married. Shemi Yigrishena, after they're going to be divorced. He's not in his rishus, and it's a dovish loy bolo oilam, because at the moment they're married, they're not divorced. So what do I see from Yechim Nuri? That a neder or a koinim can be chal even by a dovish loy bolo oilam. Here Shmuel paskin in our Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon HaSandla. Apparently the reason was because Rabbi Yechon HaSandla says Ein odem makdish dovash labalayim. Rabbi Yechon Nuri apparently holds that a person can be makdish or can make a koinim on a dovash labalayim, because he's saying that she's, her neder will be chal after the get, even though that's a dovash labalayim. V'yomer Shmuel alach Rabbi Yechon Nuri, and Rabbi Shmuel taka paskin like Rabbi Yechon Nuri. So I hold that a person can be makdish or put a koinim on a dovash labalayim. Don't I have a stira Shmuel on Shmuel? When Shmuel Paskel Rabbi Yechon Nuri, he wasn't talking about the regular Masi Daim. He's talking about the extra, the excess, which is, by the way, what Rabbi Kiva said. It's about the Hadofa. So Rashi explains that even though Shmuel Paskel Rabbi Yechon Nuri, Avlav mitame, not for the reason of Yechon Nuri said, because after the marriage, Shmuel says, that's not a problem. Ein odem makdish dovar, ein odem makdish dovar shalibolo oilam. That's not a problem. The problem is now, the excess now. The excess now doesn't belong to her necessarily, or it doesn't belong to him, unless he gives the ma'ar kesef. Otherwise, she retains it. If she retains it, then she can place a neder or a koinim on it. That's the reason why you should be mefer. That's why Shmuel passed the Rabbi Yechon Nuri, not for the future post-get. No, no. And that he disagreed. He passed Rabbi Yechon Nuri because of the present Hadaf. Frank Dimor, if that's the reason, V'leim Aloch Rabbi Yechon Nuri L'Hadafa. He should add that key word, Ikechosim and Asef. Inami Ein Aloch Ketana Kama. Or Inami Aloch Rabbi Kiva, because that's what Rabbi Kiva Taka says. Yav Hashem et Tadav Olav. It would make much more sense to say he passed like Rabbi Kiva. I passed Rabbi Yechon Nuri, but the Gabi, this Aloch of Hadafa, which he doesn't even talk about, but that's what Rabbi Kiva talks about. So this Teretz is Eir HaShver Teretz. Elam Rabbi Yosef, I have a brand new Teretz. Kenomis Ko Amris, you're asking a kasha from Koinam on the case of Matish, Shani Kenomis, Mitosha Odom, Oysa Pedis Chaveri, Olav. Oh, the Makdish Dovish Lubala Oilam. He says it's a beautiful Teretz. What's a beautiful Teretz? I look at Uri's beautiful jacket. I want to go and be Makdish that jacket and say, this should be Hegdish Lubedik Abayis. And Uri smiles and he says to me, but it's not your jacket, it's my jacket. So that Hegdish was not Chal. However, what happens if I say, I'd never want to wear Uri's jacket? And Uri, of course, as you know, a very generous and gracious person. He would always allow me to wear his jacket, but I make a koinim on his jacket. Is that koinim chal?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
How can I make a koinim? It's not mine.
It's on you, not on him.
Yeah, okay, but that's what the Gemara is saying now. Shani koinim is mitosha odom oisa peiris chaveri olav. Since I can go and aser his peiris, his jacket, oh, odom makdish. It doesn't really mean makdish, it means odom oiser dovah shaloi bolo oilam. And the svara is very simple. Both of them are not in my rishus, they don't belong to me. Uri's jacket doesn't belong to me, and what's going to happen in the future doesn't belong to me. That belongs to the Rabbi Shalom. So therefore, just like I can ask it with a koinim, the fruits and the jackets that don't belong to me, I can make a koinim on something that doesn't belong to me, because it's a dova shaloi bolo oilam. Makdish, I can only be makdish, dova bolo oilam.
It goes on me personally, I can do what I want with myself.
Exactly. So that was the teretz of Rav Yosef. Abaye is not happy with this teretz. Amalei Abaye, Bishloima Odom Oise Peiris Chaveri Olav Shekein Odom Oise Peirosev Al Chaveroi. It's a mutual type of thing. I can aser Uri's jacket on me because I can also aser my jacket on him. Meaning that both of them happen to be Ba'olam. The only problem is the question of in whose rishus is it? His? Is it mine? I can go and aser his on me and I can aser mine on him. So it works both ways, and therefore that I understood. However, you ask the Dovish Labolo Oilam Al Chaveira, can I go and ask for something that doesn't even exist yet, like the Moise Mas Yedaim, which didn't exist? Shekein Ein Odom Oise Peiris Chaveira Al Chaveira. Could I go and ask for Uri's jacket on Uri? Avadanisht. And so therefore, I can't be Makdish Dovish Labolo Oilam. And explains Rashi, when you're talking about the inyan of these peirois, so we're focusing on whether or not she can go and be makdish these peirois, so it should be chal li'achar get. And we say, no, it can't be chal li'achar get if you hold ein or the makdish dovash l'balaylam. However, als koinam, you could go and aser even post get. So the question is, can you go and aser something which is peiris chaveiroi al chaveiroi? Meaning, who does this belong to, this Moise? Does it belong to him? Does it belong to her? If I say that it belongs to him, then how could she go and ask her this Moise Maas Yadayim, which he's entitled to receive? If he gives the Mo'o Kesef, how could she go and then ask her that on him, if it's his in the first place? And therefore, the Gemara is not happy with this. It says, Abaye to Rav Yosef, this distinction that you try to make between Koinem and between Hegdish L'Choyre doesn't work. And therefore, I have a brand new pshat, Elam Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua, which is what we also mentioned yesterday in the Gemara. But in Meres Yekachi Yodai Li'oiseyim, instead of just assuring the Maas Yadayim or the Moiser Maas Yadayim, she's saying, I want these hands should be osur for purposes of the Maas Yadayim that they are going to produce. These hands that you see, these should be osur in terms of whatever they produce. The Yadayim Mr. Boilov, the hand is certainly here. So therefore, give a hand to Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, that he's saying that we're not talking about only futuristic Davos Bo'olim, we're talking about the hands, which are Bo'olim. Even if she says that, does it become Kodosh? Nevertheless, it doesn't belong to her. It belongs to him. Again, the lashon of that Mishnah was the Tnan, a woman that says koinim shini oiselapicha man maasi yadayim, that I put a koinim on. And Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says yofeh, you have to go make kafara. It might be osir. Why do you have to make kafara? It doesn't belong to her. The maasi yadayim belongs to him. The chacham mu mesakin mezoyin is tachas maasi yadayim. He has to give her mezoyin. She has to give maasi yadayim. How can she go and be makir? Just like the Gemara said before, how can a person ask a pedus chaveir al chaveirei? Her maasi yadayim don't belong to her. They belong to him. And now the Gemara is saying, fine, the Adayim Zenim Ba'olam, but nevertheless, a Mishavdalei. They're nevertheless, they're not her hands. These hands belong to him. Yeah, physically it belongs to her. But it belongs to him in terms of whatever they produce. So Vaita, how can she go and be Makdish? Or be put a koinim on? Everything more, you're right. The Amra Lechi Megasha. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said his halacha, Yofer Shem Yigrashana, we have to add a couple of words. If she says, Koinim Shani Oysa Leficha Lechi Megarsha, not that she just said Stam, I am put a koinim on all of my Maas Yadayim. She's saying, I'm put a koinim on all of Maas Yadayim, and this should become effective at the time of the get, which at that time it no longer belongs to you, my husband, it will belong to me. Then she can go and be Makdishit. Is there such a thing that now she cannot be Makdish, but she can go and be Makdish for the future? In other words, if you can be Makdish it now, okay. But you can't be Makdish it now because the Maas Yadayim don't belong to her. Hey, but they're going to belong to me eventually when I get a get. Oh, when I get a get, I want to be Makdish, I want to be, but a koinim. I use the term Makdish because Gemara says Makdish, but really the case is koinim. She wants to ask her Maas Yadayim when the get arrives. Is that possible that now she could not put a koinim on because it doesn't belong to her, but it will belong to her in the future? Possibly. And therefore she wants to put a koinim for the future. Is that possible? Amri b'lo alam alayim, why not? It is possible. Ilhu oyma lechaveray, so de zushani moichalacha, likish ekhochena mimcha tikodesh, mi leikodcha. What happens if you have a person who owns a field, and Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven owns the field, and says to Shimon, Shimon, I'm going to go and sell this field to you. And I intend eventually, in a month from now, or 6 months from now, buying it back from you. And when I buy back from you, I want it to become Hegdish for the Bedi Kabayas. Pray Gemara, me Lekotcha, wouldn't that work? And the Gemara assuming is that, yes, it will work. Now, how does it work? After all, now Ataka belongs to her. But subsequently, it won't belong to, now it belongs to him. But it's not going to belong to him forever because he's selling it now to Shimon. And he's saying, when I buy back from Shimon, it should become Kodesh. And the Gemara assumes, yes, Ataka will become Kodesh. See, if Ataka will become Kodesh, it's the same thing over here. Even though the Maas Yadayim at the moment don't belong to her, but eventually it will belong to her if and when there's a get. See, well, she wants to be Makdish it now.
Why doesn't it become Kodesh immediately then? If it's in his Rishus and he's saying it's in my Rishus, why?
Because he doesn't want it to become Kodesh. He says, this Sada should become Kodesh when I buy it back from you. Is Maskel Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, how can you compare the two cases? Me dummy. Hasan biyodi lahakdisha, hacha in biyodah. Here the reason why when he says, Reuven says to Shimon, when I buy it back from you, it should become Kaddish at that time. Because if he wanted to, he could be makdish it immediately. However, here, she cannot be makdish immediately her mas yadayim, because it's not biyodo legarish es atzma. The husband may say, I'm not giving you a get for the rest of my life and for the rest of your life. So she'll never get a get. So how can you compare the two cases? Holeidami, instead, I'll tell you what really it should be compared to. And the Gemara from here till the Mishnah is going to go back and forth a number of parallels, and each time we're going to show that the parallel is not 100%. Holeidami Ella, what is the better parallel to this case of a woman saying, now, my mas yadayim la'achar the get, they should become koinem? Ella oim l'chaveir, a person says to his chaveir. So does Lusha Machar Tilacha. Remember, says Reuven to Shimon, you know this field which I sold to you already yesterday, it now belongs to you. But that sort of I sold to you, when I intend buying it back from you, I want it to become Kaddish. What's Halacha? Everybody would agree, the Loi Kotcha, it's not his. Yeah, what's the time? Maybe he won't ever buy it back, he won't sell it to him. It's not be Yodoy now to be Makdish. Therefore, it's Loi Kotcha. That's a better parallel, says the one in the previous case, because then, previous case, it belonged to him. I own this field, I'm selling it to you now. When I buy it back, it should become Kaddish, it's biyodi to Makdish. Now, here, the sort of doesn't belong to him anymore. That he sold it to him yesterday, that's history. It's not his. Everybody agreed to Loi Kotcha. So the same thing by the Mas Yadayim. When she wants to be Makdish, the Mas Yadayim, la'achar, get, it's not biyodi. Maskul Rapapa, me dummy, how do you compare the two? Hasab gufu peres biyada lekech. The case that you're talking about is that the person sold the field, neither the actual karka nor the future peres of this karka belong to the mocher anymore, because he sold the whole thing to lekech. So of course it's not going to be biyadav to go and be makdashit. A bahacha, in our case, the woman gufa biyadahu, she owns her hands. The hands are part of her guf. It's only the peiros that she doesn't own yet. Oh, holeidamia, I'll tell you a better parallel. Eli oimelach aveiroi, onto the amid base. So the zoo, shemishkanti lecha, if a person owns a property, and he gave it as a mashkin, he gave a mortgage to somebody else, so he says to that other person, you know, my field that I gave to you a lien on, I gave it to you as collateral, likish evdena mimcha, when I redeem it. Redeeming meaning that I'm going to go and pay off the entire mortgage or pay off the entire loan, and the mashkin will go away. Tikkadosh, at that point, I wanted to become Kaddish. Tikkadosh, wouldn't everybody agree that it would be Kaddish? Ah, so this is a very nice parallel. Just like over there, she owns the guf hayadayim. She just doesn't own the peiros yet. Here too, he owns the guf hakarka. He just doesn't owe the future rights to this karka because they are mamushka and they are collateral to someone else. But he'll redeem it, and then it'll become his totally, so therefore he could be makdish it. So she too, if and when there's a get, she can go be makdish now for later. And he were asked the same kash again. Maskul Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. Me dummy, how can you compare? Hasa biyod liftoisa. The person that gave his property as a mortgage, as a mashkin to somebody else, what, of course it's not easy to go and pay off the loan. But if he works hard and if he borrows money, gets money together, he ultimately can be poided. Here she'll never be able to go and be megarish herself, because until he decides to give her a get, she will remain verbunden, bound to him forever and ever. Holy Damia, if you want to go and bring a dimyon, a parallel, Ella, I'll give you even a better parallel. You know that property that I gave to you as a mashkin for 10 years, 10 year loan. At the end of the 10 year period, when I pay you off at maturity, tikkadosh, it should be gam kadosh, tikkadosh, it would work, even though at the moment he has no rights because he gave it a mashkin to the other person. But nevertheless, if he wants to make it kadosh now, it would work. So here too, she may have to wait for 10 years for the get. But the maisa, she can go and put the koinim on now, and it'll be effective whenever the get is given. Your parallel is taka better, but it still doesn't hit, because by the case of the mashkin, if everybody's patient, within 10 years, at the end of 10 years, he'll be able to be pointed when the maturity comes. For the next 100 years, she won't be able to force the get. Unless he decides to give a get, she's stuck together with her husband. So bottom line is, all of the terutzim that we tried to give, all the parallels, the chayra, don't work, and we go back to square one. How does Rabbi Yechon Menuri say that if she goes and makes a neder now on her Masi Adayim, the husband should go and be Mefer? Because it's talking about a case of, she said, it shouldn't be Chal now. It should be Chal La'achar, I get my get, and therefore I want it to be Chal already for, like from now, as if I owned the Masi Adayim, like by the case of the field that I didn't sell yet. But it's now Biyodai, and therefore I'm being Makdish now my Masi Adayim. That it should be chal after the get is given l'chi magarisha, it's not biyoda legarish atzma. So how is this koinim effective that the husband should go and be mefer? Elam Ravashi koinamus ka'amris. You ask a kasha from koinam shani koinamus the kedushas are gof ninhu. The whole kasha is the stira from our mishnah of Hegdish to the case of that mishnah of koinam. There's a big difference between Hegdish and koinam. When a person is makdish masi yadayim or makdish anything, unless it's of course ro'i la mizbeach, it only gets a kedushas bedek habayis, a kedushas domin. It doesn't get kedushas haguf. And therefore, if it's not ba'oilam or if it doesn't belong to you, ain other makdish tovishal ba'oilam. Here, however, we're talking about a koinim. A koinim, the word koinim itself comes from the word korban, as we learn in Mi'at Hashem in Mesechus Nedarim. Therefore, when a woman makes a koinim, it has the same status as kedushas aguf. So, what difference does that make? Ukir Rav the Yomer Rav, Hegdish, Chometz v'shichur. Can you imagine? It's the day before Erev Pesach. That's why the Gemara brings about Chometz. Hegdish, Chometz v'shichur, mafkim midei shibud. Aha. So, what's the case over here? Einach anami taka her masi yadayim are meshubud to her husband. It's a shibud. It's a security interest. There's a lien on her masi yadayim that belongs to the husband. Maskim. However, if she makes a koinam of Hegdish Kedushas Aguf, that Hegdish Kedushas Aguf is a mafkiyam and a shibud that can trump and trounce on this shibud that there is in existence. Rashi gives, for instance, other examples. For instance, if a person owns a shor, and he gives his shor to his bal choiv in terms of a collateral interest, he says, I don't own real estate, but I have plenty of cows, and this cow, that should be the apoitiki, that should be the mortgage, the collateral for our loan. Okay, it works. You can go and put a lien on movables, it doesn't, or portables. It doesn't have to be dafka on karka. However, what happens if subsequently I say, you know, that cow that I gave to you, I was makdish it. Holy cow! What's halacha? It's mafkia mi de shibud. That holiness that I said, holy cow, I make it into kadosh. That takes away the shibud, and the collateral interest falls away. Of course, I still owe the loan, but the security interest that I gave in this cow falls away, and I have to give him another security interest. Why? Because hegdish mafkiyam b'dei shibud. Same thing as chometz. What happens if I borrowed money from a goy, and I tell the goy, what is going to be the collateral? I give you $1,000 worth of lakshin, and I have piles and piles of lakshin. Lakshin means noodles, for all those that don't know. And now it's, of course, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, after 10, 11 o'clock, whatever this man is, it's not going to be worth anything. It's going to be osir bana. And therefore, when it becomes chometz on Erev Pesach, mafkim le'shibud, that makes the whole thing osir bana. And if it's in my rishus, as opposed to if it's in the goy's rishus, then it takes away the entire collateral interest, the entire lien in that chometz. So we see that chometz is moitzim midei shibud. Same thing as shechur. If I give my eved as collateral and I meshachar him, again, that takes away the shibud. So, but, one second. So let's just finish the thought. So therefore, even though her masi yadayim is taken mishubadim or mishubadois to the husband, if she's makdish with a koinim, not just some hegdish would be lebedek abayis. But if she makes it koinim, koinim has the strength of the kedushas aguf, and therefore it's mafkiyim neshibud, and that's why it would be chal after all. That's why.
Right, that has to do with the woman. The item itself. Not the woman.
It's because the koinim is so strong that it can go and overtake the shiba that she has to it. Rabbi Yoina had a kasha first.
The chometz is once this man is becomes getting hanaf from being a collateral, so that's why it falls off because it didn't get hanaf for it.
The two interests in this property. My ownership interest belongs to me, but the shibud interest, that it will just, for instance, like a piece of real estate. I bought a piece of real estate and I have a mortgage to the bank. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to me or does it belong to the bank? That depends, of course, if there's any equity left in the property. But the point is there are two ownership interests. What I can do is if I'm maktish, Mars doesn't say being maktish karka, so apparently you can't be maktish karka. But if you could be maktish karka, then I can go and take away the bank's rights in this property, because I say my ownership interest entitles me to go be maktish, and not just maktish for better kabayis, but for the koinim which has a din of kedushas aguf. And then the whole collateral interest falls away. Good? So the shibu falls away. You want to ask something?
How does Kedusha Guf work with something that's not Roi L'Mizbeach? When he has it at Roi L'Mizbeach, so...
Exactly. So it doesn't have the din of Kedusha Guf to put in L'Mizbeach, but it comes Hegdish Gomor to go and vitiate all previous, invalidate all previous shibu.
You may do that, but by what force? When I have a
force of 4 minutes. Okay? Anyway, so therefore... Says the Gemara, that's why there's a difference between the Hegdish of our Mishnah, that Shmuel, Pasach, Rebbe Yochanan, Sandler, that Hegdish for the future doesn't work, because Eino, the Makdish, Dovashol, Lailam, but a Koinim will work, because the Koinim is stronger than the Din of Hegdish. Like the Gemara, if it's so strong, so why do we say it's only going to be effective? Shema Yigushena, that was Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Right? Shema Yigushena after the get. It should be effective now to go and take away her whole shibud of Masi Yadayim to her husband. Every morning it's not Iker Din Yorai. Almur Rabbanu Lishi Budei Debal. Kehdulei Tikdish Mehashta. The Chachomim gave extra invigorated and extra strength to the shibud of the Baal, that it's stronger than a regular collateral interest that a bank owns in a mortgage. And we said that it's so strong, so that she should not be able to be maktashit from now, only that it should be chal li'achar they get. Now, this is an exception to the normal rule that hegdish mafkim and shibud. Here is mafkim and shibud, but only li'achar get, but not as long as they are married. Now, we spoke for the whole last blot about the inyan of Masi Yadayim. What is the minimum Masi Yadayim? Zok the Mishnah. The following a woman has to produce for her husband. Toyichenes, she has to grind up the flour to go and make cakes and to make challah and matzah. Voifen, she has to bake. Umechabetz, she has to do the laundry. Mevishel, she has to go and cook. Umenikes benah, and she has to go and nurse their joint child. Matzas liamita, she has to go and make the beds. Voisabetzemer, and she also has to produce in the wool. And by the wool, she has to produce the five sloim that we spoke about before. Now, what happens if she happens to be a relatively rich lady, and she's able to bring in housekeepers to do some of these items? Zichlisa loy shifcha achas, she brings in one maidservant. Loy techenes loy oifalim b'chabeses. She leaves that for the shifcha. Shtaiva, she brings in two. Eime v'sheles, eime nikas b'na. Then she allows that for a wet nurse. Sholosh, eime tzas loy amitim, in oisim b'tzamer. She can go and delegate all of these obligations to these shvachis. Arba, if she has four shvachos, yeshevas bekatadra, then she can go and sit like in a cathedral. In other words, she can go and sit in a royal throne, and everybody will say, oh, hail to the queen, because she's a free lady, she has all of these shvachos that do all the work for her. However, Blaza Oimer, afelechnis aloy mei shvachos, even if she brings in 100 shvachos, koifa lasis betzemer, she's got to do some work. Shabbatolam evili de zima, if she has no work whatsoever, then she's going to look around, what can she do? She's going to go and browse the internet all day, and that's only going to bring to all types of hirhurim loy toivim, and then what is she going to do? Chas v'shalom. Exactly. She could, but she's not. She's just sitting on her hands. Therefore, mevili de zima, chas v'shalom, that's going to go and bring li deiz nus. What happens if a person goes and makes a neder, his wife should not do any malacha on his behalf? He should go and send her away. If she's not going to do any malacha, she's going to sit in her hand, it's going to bring to Shimon. Shimon means that she's going to become deranged. Rashi says, shigoyin. When a person becomes deranged, chas v'shalom, person is liable even to go and drive a jet to the Alps and chas v'shalom kill 150 people. People become depressed and deranged. They can become totally tzedrait, totally meshigah. Make sure everybody is gainfully employed. Okay, so we started off, the first thing she has to do is teichenes. Now teichenes literally means to go and grind. A woman doesn't grind, it's the mills that grind, the windmill or the watermill, but not a person. Teichenes okadaitech, el eimim mitachenes. Mitachenes means she should prepare the mill. Put all of the vites, put all of the grain into the mill, so that the mill should do its grinding. About it, she doesn't physically do the grinding, but she should prepare it. And as you know, Shmur and Matzis are typically Rechaim Shal Yad, So today, before Erev Pesach, we have both a remes to chametz as well as to the rechaim shel yad. That means that they would go and grind up the wheat, not with a professional commercial mill, but with a hand mill. Oh, so that she can be techem, she can go and do with her hands. Says the Gemara, Mislisa l'Rebchia. Our Mishal Chaydon Shem l'Rebchia. The Tanya Rebchia, Rebchia learned in the Braisa. You're thinking of what is a woman, what does a wife do? She does all of these menial labors on behalf of her husband. That's not the key to a successful marriage. The reason why a person marries is not only for the techenis and the oif mechabas, but ein isha l'oifi, ein isha l'banim. Person wants to have a beautiful wife, and he wants to have children. That a woman, her whole desire is that she wants tachshitim. Tachshitim means both the cosmetics as well as she wants to have the jewelry. Rashi says kedei lehanois atzma, that she should be pretty. If he wants that his wife should shine and radiate, he should go and give her to wear. Klei pishtan means linen clothing, which are very pretty apparently. If he wants that his daughter should have a light complexion, not a dark complexion, before she becomes bas mitzvah, when she's still young, make sure to go and feed her a lot of chiklet and to go and give her a lot of milk. Of course, not in the same Suda, these two different Sudas. So because of that, she should get a light complexion. Anyway, according to Rebchia, therefore, the Ikra focus when a husband marries a wife is not all of these menial jobs that she does for him, but more for inyonim of Yoifi and for Banim. Right, let's finish at the bottom. The Omid, Omenikes Beno. One of the things she has to do is be a wet nurse. So tomorrow, Leimim Masis and the Loi Ki Beishamai. Let's say that our mission does not agree with Beishamai. This Anya. Nodra, what happens if she makes a Nader Shaloi Lohonikes Beno? She says to the husband, no, I am not going to be Menik. Go and hire a wet nurse. Beishami Omim, she met this Dadmi Pib. She makes that Nader, she can immediately withdraw and say, I'm not nursing anymore. How can she do that? Doesn't we say in our Mishnah that's something that she has to provide to her husband? So you see, Mesnis and Loi Kibesham. She can force him to go and be Menik, because that's one of the obligations that she has towards her husband. Niskash, what happens if there's a get? Ain't a Koifa from that point on, he's going to have to hire a wet nurse. He cannot force her to go and nurse. However, if the child knows its mommy, and Rashi says, and the child refuses to go and be manic from anybody else, no, I want my mommy! I want my mommy! And therefore, you have no choice. Then the husband has to go and pay his wife to be the former wife, to be the wet nurse. Because if he doesn't take from anybody else, he's going to die from hunger. So Timur is the right that Mishnah doesn't go according to Beishamai, because according to Beishamai, Beishamai says she can withdraw. She met this dad mitiv, and our Mishnah says that that's one of the obligations that she has to her husband. Everyone, for the time Beishamai, you could say the Mishnah goes according to Beishamai. Hachamai is going to Shinodre he. The Kayim law, who talking about that she made a neder and he was Mekayim. He was Mekayim either by positively saying I'm Mekayim or by his silence. Biyam Shammai, Biyam Shammai. If he's not made for Biyam Shammai, then automatically it would become a Kuyim. So what's the machlokes now? The Kesavri Beishamai, who knows an etzav Beishinel, or Beisil Sabri, he Nosna Etzabeshina. We had these Lishoinis before in the Gemara, which means this is of course a metaphor, a euphemistic term. If I put my finger in the other person's teeth and Chas V'Shalom, that person clenches his or her teeth and never cuts off a little bit of my finger, who is shildik? Who's guilty? Is it I that put the finger in, or the person that has the teeth that are going to grasp and cut off part of the finger? Obviously it's a mixture of both. If I didn't put my finger in, it wouldn't happen. If the person wouldn't clench his teeth, it wouldn't happen. See, here too, when she makes a neder, and he is Mekayim the neder, did she go and cause this, or did he go and cause this? And therefore, what Beishamai is saying is, who knows the Netzvei Shina? By the fact that he was silent and let her make the neder, see, he was Mekayim the neder, so it's his fault. And therefore, she can be Shemetis as that. If he didn't want the neder, he should say no. He should go and be Mefer. But Beisil Zabri, he knows the explanation now. She is the cause. If she wouldn't have made this Nader, then there wouldn't be the problem in the first place. And therefore, her Nader is nothing because it belongs to him. Her right or her duty to go and be Meinik is something that she owes to her husband. Frank Yimara. That's fascinating. But why is the machloikis only focused on the case of being meinik as benah? The nifli b'ksu v'alma. Why don't we talk in general about that she makes a neder not to go and give hanoah to her husband in cooking or in baking or in making betzemer? Vosep is dafka in being meinik. It doesn't sound like that's the machloikis. V'oit. We have another brisa. She does not have, even if she doesn't make a neder, if she doesn't want to be meinik, she does not have to nurse. And our Mishnah says that she has to nurse. It's a shver beishamai. The Mishnah does not look like beishamai, and therefore shalom Yisrael. Our Mishnah is only based Hillel.